It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Welcome to another night of Friday Night Basketball. It's hoops among Big East teams, although not a league game officially for the standings here tonight. But it's Nemaha Central and it's Holton. And it is Friday Night Basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Glad to have you along with Captain Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke. We gave Crinden the night off. Also, tonight's broadcast is being shown on the Holton channel, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network at mscsports.net. Glad to have Ethan and Tristan along with us for the video production of our broadcast here this evening. Well, both Holton teams are on the road for the first time this year. Holton teams both 0-3, and the Wildcats have not picked up a win so far this season. They've played non-league opponents in Abilene and Burlington, and then earlier this week they played Silver Lake. Nemaha Central comes in 1-2 in the girls matchup, and the Nemaha Central boys are 2-1. Pretty good competition against Royal Valley. Both Nemaha Central teams winning their first game, but then Centralia and Hanover, a couple TCL teams, have been on the docket since for this Nemaha Central squad. The girls are coached by Haddon Hilchin, already his 16th season, and another fine campaign a year ago, 15-7. That after a 18-3 campaign the year prior, but the first year through the Big East, Nemaha Central went 8-2. Problem for Nemaha Central is a little bit like Holton. They graduated a lot of seniors, a lot of talent, some really good basketball players, and so they're a little bit in rebuilding mode. Are the Thunder will be the home team in white here with purple stripes, letters, and trim this evening. For the Holton Wildcats, first time to put the blue road unis on all season, as the Wildcats on the road for the first time and under a first-year head coach in Leslie Allenor. Holtonoy lost by 7 to Abilene, but couldn't keep it close against Burlington or Silver Lake, a top-ranked team earlier this week. So Holton, not only a new head coach, but new assistant coach, and they only return one starter and a couple varsity players this year, as they are kind of in a bit of a learning curve as well, trying to build some early season confidence, find some scoring, and so both teams kind of in similar situations here coming into tonight. Let's give you the Holton starting lineup first. Wildcats have been consistent here early in the year, starting one of their two seniors in Lily Tanking. The 5'8 guard is the only returning starter for the Wildcats. 5'3 junior Hannah Watkins in the backcourt. Also, Olivia Doney, a 5'8 junior. Starting for Holton inside is Stephanie Crawford, a 5'5 sophomore. And in the middle for Holton, Becca Lassie, a 6'1 senior. Lassie's certainly the player with the most size, and she will have her hands full again here this evening. We'll get you the Nemaha Central starting lineup as well. Nemaha Central, as John Holliday gets set to join us as well. We're going to take one quick timeout before we get to the Nemaha starters. One quick timeout here on the pregame. Opening tip coming off next here on 92.1 KMZA.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
Yeah. If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you as we are just underway. Nemoth Central with an early 2-0 lead on a bucket by Bailey Snyder, one of a talented sophomore class for Nemoth Central. And head coach Haddon Hilton. Holton turned it over their first trip, missed a shot on the second, and here's a three that rims in and out as that one no good by Courtney Stahlbomber. And it's 2-0. We're just 90 seconds in. Getting going here in Seneca tonight. Holton at Nemoth Central in a non-Big East game. Here's a traveling that'll be called against Holton. So they have two turnovers here early on. They're going to go right to their bench and bring in 5'3 senior Taylor Segenhagen. Coach John Holliday, good to have you along. Coach Hilton was over asking about you, by the way. And here we are. You're back after missing Tuesday night. And always fun to be in the Purple Palace, right?
I always enjoy playing this place. A little short three ball by Nemoth. I'm going to stay here with the white team. And this is a great place to play. Had a lot of great memories playing some great place, great teams against Nemoth Valley and Nemoth Central. And it was just a lot of fun. It's always, get those chills come back in this gym. A lot of good stuff.
Nemoth Central with the possession, 2 minutes in, a 2-0 lead. Emma Hermish, Jade Mackey, Bailey Snyder as the game's only 2 points. Also, Courtney Stahlbomber and the other starter for Nemoth Central tonight.
Becca Lasher with two nice defensive boards for Holton as they get Nemoth one and done both trips. Something Holton's going to have to continue to do. Nemoth Central comes out of a little matchup zone.
Caroline Nordis was the other player that I didn't mention for Nemoth Central in their starting lineup. Another steal. That's three Holton turnovers. This Nemoth Central team, fairly young, just a couple seniors. And stopped on the right side of the lane, kicking it back out. It's Stahlbomber now to Jade Mackey. Mackey and Emma Hermish, really a couple of the girls with the most varsity experience for the Thunder this year, as we're going to get our first foul of the contest with Nemoth 2-0 and 5:16 on the clock here in the first quarter. Nemoth Central will go to the bench for the first time. The personal charge to Olivia Doney. Holton brings in Abigail Schuster, 5'8 freshman, as tanking goes out. Well, we'll keep their five starters on the floor. Holton playing man-to-man defense, and the Thunder can't get it in. 5 second count under their own basket. First turnover against Nemoth Central.
Nemoth, some pressure.
They have forced over 20 turnovers in all three of the games they've played this season.
Half-court trap.
Lassie finds Crawford left side of the lane. Shot no good. Schuster battling for it but can't get the board. And now Schuster cannot rip it away from Caroline Nordis. As good job by Nordis to secure the defensive rebound. Here's Hermish, most experienced player for the Thunder and just a junior. Try to get it inside of the low block. Here's Nordis back on the wing. Stahlbomber fakes, drives across the lane, and now gets it back up top. Shot fake. Hermish in the paint. Jumper rattles in there. And Emma Emma Hermish has the second bucket for Nemaha Central. They lead 4-0.
Nice dribble drive pull up. Got middle paint. Got the nice roll, the little home court roll that Nemaha got. Home table pressure so far a little bit, and that's 10 count.
Pretty easy with that shot clock's up there.
Exactly.
Shot clock got to 24, so the official's able to see that. Don't even really have to count the 10 seconds on their hand anymore. Just check that 35-second shot clock.
Well, maybe those officials can't count anyway, right? So that's teachy.
There you go. Things get easier. Think, work smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Thunder basketball on their offensive end of the court. Nemaha Central in the home whites going right to left here to begin this game. Losses against Centralia in a 10-point defeat to Hanover. Another season opener against Royal Valley. Here's a drive, left side of the lane. That shot partially blocked by Lassie on the drive there. A defense by Lassie. The Holthouse, the player that came up a little short. And now a steal by Nemaha Central. Here comes Hermish, around one defender. Wraps around the pass, but it goes through the legs of Meg Honeyman. Nemaha Central maintains it. Here's Hermish left wing. This is a three off the back lip. Long rebound chased down by Nemaha. Stahlbomber's got it as the Thunder get a couple offensive boards here, still leading 4-0. Line drive got blocked by Lassie. His defensive presence has been big for Holton here, protecting the rim.
Nemaha Central's got some great ball movement. Ball doesn't stick. They're aggressive. The passes are crisp and sharp. Things he'd love to see his coach. There's a great inbounds play by Nemaha for the three ball.
Wide open. Flash to three. Macy Holthouse knocks in the triple. The sophomore gives Nemaha Central a 7-0 lead, and Holton will take a timeout. First timeout of the night with 3 minutes 30 seconds on the clock here in the opening quarter. It's Nemaha Central 7, Holton 0, and we're back in half a minute on KMZA.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future. Kansaland Radio.
Back to Nemaha Central High School, where the Lady Thunder have an early 7-0 lead over Holton. Three-pointer by Macy Holthouse, leading to a Holton timeout. Wildcats have turned it over five times. They break the pressure this time. Get it set in half court. Sagan Egan, open right wing, steps into a three, and it's no good. But Tony chases down the rebound for the Cats, and then it's lost out of bounds. They stay off Tony. Six turnovers now against Holton, despite getting an offensive rebound. Just not many open looks for the Wildcats here early on.
Well, when you have that many turnovers, that's early in the ballgame. You're not getting very many shots up. It's kind of hard to hit one if you can't get it off the up off the glass and hit the rim and go from there. But Nemaha's playing, Holton's played solid defensively for the most part. Gave up a little dribble drive, fill up, and hit that one.
Emma Hermish, good penetration into the lane and drawing the foul. The basket good, her second of the night. So at 4 points, she'll step to the foul line. Personal on Abigail Schuster is her first and team's second. Hermish looking to add one more. First free throw of our game tonight rattles off the front iron. Lassie with the board. The score remains 9-0 with 5 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Full court pressure broken by Holton. And then a deflection near half court. It's out of bounds off of Nemaha. Holton will keep it out there. They have Stoney, Lassie, Crawford, Schuster, and Sagenhagen on the court. Jade Mackey checks back in for Nemaha Central. And also in for the Thunder is Ella Herder. Both teams going to their bench. Bring that dead ball.
Nemaha's got a nice, they can run that trap, that half court trap on a missed shot. Boy, that's a extremely effective. We get some kids to run back there and play defense like that.
Their deflection. Nemaha's in his zone defensively. Sagenhagen lobs it to Lassie. She touches, goes around the defender, but missed. Crawford rebounds. Her shot blocked. It'll stay with Holton. Still trying to get their first points in this game, nearly 6 minutes in. Finally got a paint touch, though. Lassie got a decent look with the move there. Just couldn't put it down. Sagenhagen looking to get it in. Does so to Crawford. Now Doney up top. High post, Blassie looking down low, trying to hit Schuster on a high low. The ball stripped away by Jade Mackey. Good defense. Another Holton turnover. Pass ahead in transition. Here's a foul. And having to earn 2 points, it'll be Meg Honeyman. Looks just like her older sister, Callie Honeyman, as Meg will go to the line to shoot two. The first names change, the last ones don't, right?
That's right.
Up here in Nemaha County.
Nemaha County. There's many little brothers and sisters going through these hallowed halls. She hits the first one.
Meg Honeyman with her first point of the game. Well, 1 for 2 at the line. Lily Tanking checks back in for Holton, also for the Cats, Tana Watkins. Holton will go with a different backcourt here. Second free throw by Honeyman's up, and a friendly bounce off the back iron. She hits them both. It's 11-0, Nemaha Central over Holton. AV game was 42-6 going into the fourth quarter. Had a running clock, ended up being 42-10, I think, the final. The JV girls game held here prior. Here's a nice kick out for an open three, and that is good. Bailey Snyder knocks in the triple, the second for Nemaha Central, and Holton's going to take another timeout as Leslie Allenor trying to get the girls settled down a bit. 14-0, Nemaha Central. We'll keep it here and remind you it's Friday night, and that means the Community National Bank local high school basketball scoreboard show. Jake and Bob's on the radio tonight after our action here on 92.1 KMZA. Most teams still have at least one game, if not two, next week. Nemaha Central is at Valley Heights and then host Jeff West to end their pre-Christmas schedule. You know, Nemaha Central doing something new this year, Coach Holliday, and that is going to be called the Nemaha County Shootout. So two teams in Nemaha County, Nebraska, two teams in Nemaha County, Kansas, and they're playing on December 30th and 31st, as though it's Auburn and Johnson Brock, I believe, the two teams up there facing off against Nemaha Central and Sabetha here in Kansas, and that's how they kind of filled their allowable 23 games now that you can play in a regular season. So not the last games of 2025 for the Thunder next week, but their last games before the Christmas break.
Well, that's going to be fun. I mean, that's school's not in session. I mean, it's the only thing you got going on, and creative. Makes it fun to go across the state line. Two bragging rights going on, and if you're Nemaha Sabetha, you hope you don't have to play. I assume they're not playing each other.
Nope.
Going to cross bracket. Looks like a fun way to do it. That's heard of a few more. I heard Silver Lake's in a nice little tournament next week, so kind of anxious to see that. Another turnover by Holton.
But this time out, not what they wanted. Turnover number 8.
Now, this pressure really caused Holton some issues. They can't get the ball across half court without a deflection.
14-0, Nemaha Central leads. 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. We're going to get a Nemaha Central turnover as the ball comes to us here at the scores table. Turnover number 2. You know, the other big change, especially for Nemaha County or Nemaha Central girls, is that instead of going down to the Top Gun Classic in Wellsville, Nemaha Central is hosting, and they've hosted the Raider Classic, then the Thunder Classic, you know, for a long, long time. Boys basketball tournament always here in January. As Tanking attacks right side, puts it up, and it rolls around and drops in. Holton is on the board with a basket by Lily Tanking.
The whole four games been solid defensively. You know, offensively, they just can't. The first time they get a good shot at the rim, and there's a nice look. She's tough. She's got, you know, I don't know what the scout is on her. She's gone to her left hand 3 times in a row and cashed in every time she went.
For Hermish, the 5'9 junior that Coach Holliday's talking about, as Holton just turned it over again in backcourt. So 9 turnovers now on the Wildcats. Nemaha will get it, leading 16-2. We're under a minute to go here in the first frame. Nemaha Central girls and boys tournaments going on the same week. So going to be tough. The teams and games going on here in Seneca that week in late January. Ball movement around. Nemaha Central has an open player down on the right side, low block, and the shot's made by Bailey Snyder. Snyder has 7. Hermish has 6. Holton team only has 2. 3 different Thunder players have more than that, and now this one is off Nemaha Central and out of bounds. It'll stay with Holton here. 33 seconds to go in the quarter. Degenhagen back in for Holton. Schuster will exit out. Couldn't ask for much of a better start for Nemaha Central, up 18-2 here in the first frame.
They're just playing well. Offensively, the ball moves, doesn't stick, but defensively, they've really caused some issues.
Almost another turnover there. They get a deflection, but Holton keeps it in the half court. Sagan-Hagen has it deflected, but the tanking on the right side and knocked away from her out of bounds. But just under 20 seconds to play. Shot clock's off here in the first quarter.
Just in that half court set, Nemo had three deflections.
Yeah.
You know, just bang, bang, bang. Always active.
Three by tanking off the inbound. Missed long. And the Thunder have time to get a shot up here. 15 seconds, 12 as they cross half court. Here comes Bailey Snyder over to the right wing. Now the skip back pass to Holthaus. Ball movement inside. Hermish gets it going against Crawford. A little size advantage there. Hermish missed the shot. That's going to end the first quarter. Nemoth Central 18 and Holton 2 at the end of 8 minutes. We'll step away for a timeout. It's a 1 minute break with one quarter in the books here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kirk Hillman, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Thanks to Ethan Will and Tristan Schroeder on our production truck team tonight. Well, Central leading 18-2 over Holton with one quarter in the book. Two seniors on this Nemoth Central team, Jade Mackey and Jordan Haverkamp. Talented sophomore class and a great start for Nemoth Central tonight and had an Hilton 16th season. They'll have the ball to begin the second quarter. They get it down low. Shot won't fall. Lassie had it, but it's ripped away and tied up. Good effort there by Nemoth Central, refusing to just allow the defensive board. Bailey Snyder had her hands on it. Holton will have the possession arrow now and face the more pressure, it looks like, in this second quarter. Boys game to follow tonight. Second full week of high school hoops here in the season. Hanky looks, tries to lob to Lassie, but that's deflected and stolen away. 10 turnovers now by Holton. They had 9 in the first quarter. Here's a kick out for a wide open 3, and it's good. That's Courtney Stolbomber. Knocking down the 3. Nemoth's hit 3 threes. As he skips it to tanking, open a triple try on the right side is good. Lily Tanking's got all 5 points for Holton on that triple from the right wing.
Think about Nemoth's 3-point shots. All of them came out of a paint touch. Ball's inside the paint, kicks it back out. Feet are set, and they can shoot it. Holton gets a turnover for a change. Set. 3 turnovers on Nemoth.
Yep. 3 on Nemoth Central. Wildcats get the steal, takeaway. To the half court now with Doni, Sagan-Hagen, Lassie, Tanking, and Crawford on the floor for Holton and Coach Eleanor. Nice pass by Tanking. Baseline shot good by Steph Crawford. Nice dish by LT, and a good finish by Crawford.
Pretty good basketball against the tough Nemaha defense. A nice ball movement. Had a nice back cut. Free ball.
Another one by Stolbomber. This one's a little long. Olsen tried to grab the rebound, but falling out of bounds was Tanking that time. And Central will keep it here with almost 2 minutes gone by in quarter number two. Only 2 total fouls have been called in this game. They resulted in Nemoth Central free throws. They went 2 for 3 at the line. Holton went the first 6.5 minutes of this game without scoring, and that's going to be the big deficit that they're faced with, trying to come from behind now, and a travel called on the fake three by Courtney Stolbomber. make the triple but left her feet before she took off. Brittany is a junior. Two juniors on this squad for Omaha Central. Ignortis and Herder. Holton breaks the press this time. Down 14 with the basketball. Finding Lassie, the trailer coming down the lane. Her shot off the window and in. First points for Becca Lassie. Tanking gets another assist, and Lassie kisses it off the window and through.
All of a sudden, Holt looks a little comfortable.
Settle down?
Yeah, a little.
Break the press. That's a big part of it, right?
That's a big part of it. Got to handle the pressure.
Meanwhile,
their ball moves fantastic. They just did a great job. There's a left-hand pull-up and an offensive glass. And six it in.
That's Bailey Snyder with the stick back. Nobody boxed her out. Shot was fired on the right side, and Snyder at the left block got the weak side board and all alone for the easy stick back. Snyder's got 9 to lead all scores. Good job by Holton to break the press that time. Got it to the middle of the floor. Here's Doney, left elbow shot, a little short. Rebounded by Nordis for Omaha Central. Mackey will play the points here for a bit with 3 minutes gone by in the second frame. 23-9, Omaha Central on top. Hermish top of the key against Doney. Degenhagen guards her own number 10, Stahlbomber. Now pass inside through the hands of Nordis. Thunder do save it in the corner. Now foul going against Holton.
Foul on Taylor Sagenhagen. Going to be her first. Stephen Hall will trigger it out of bounds. Baseline.
4:42 to go till our Highland Community College halftime show. Thunder underneath their own basket, struggling a bit, and turn it over. 5 turnovers on Omaha Central. Coach Hilton saying it's obviously a young and experienced team, and they played some really good squads, but they just didn't play well at all against Hanover. He was disappointed in that game. They had played better in the first couple and maybe took a bit of a step back on Tuesday earlier this week. So breaks the pressure into the half court. Doney will now set things up. Lassie at the foul line, out to Croft, fakes along 2. Steph drives, baseline runner, good, and the second field goal for Stephanie Crawford. Holton down a dozen.
Nice attribute for Holton to uncover off the bench. And another turnover by Nima Hall. Here comes Tanking on the bounce.
Almost carried the basketball there. She brings it ahead after the Nima Hall turnover. Holton has found a little bit of momentum. They're on a 9-5 run as the Wildcats here in the second quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Holton. So after being outscored 18-2, Holton a 9-5 advantage here in frame number 2. The Holt out checking back in for Coach Hilton's squad. Holton has made just 1 3, but they've had some nice touches and finishes going to the basket. Tough pass by Doney's deflected and stolen. Holton only their second turnover in the second quarter. That helps as well after 9 in the first 8 minutes. 3:30 to go here in the half. Holt house out to Honeyman, who kicks it back out to Snyder. Good weave action, a lot of movement. Basketball went around in a hurry. Now a deflection, but back up top with it is Holthaus. Here's a 3 on the left wing. Stahlbomber off the mark, and players hit the deck. The ball goes out. It's going to stay with Omaha Central. Mentioned Omaha's got Valley Heights on the road and then home against Jeff West next week. Holton next week will have a home game on Tuesday against Perry LeCompton. And then they'll be at Rossville a week from tonight, next Friday, Holton to finish their December schedule. Holton still man-to-man. Omaha Central with the ball. 3 minutes to go in the half. Leading by 12. Left elbow shot way off the mark. Missed badly by Nordis, but it's off Holton before it went out of play. Thunder will keep it in again, inbound under their own goal.
Well, Omaha, you got to be ready to... The dribble drive's coming at you. I mean, it's they'll catch and shoot it, but they like to drive and pull up. You better be ready for it.
Block. Ejected. Ball keeps possession on the right wing. Scoot it back to Honeyman. Shot clock at 5 here. We haven't had it go off yet tonight. Shot clock at 2, and the shot is fired. It hits the rim, but it's short. Missed by Stahlbomber. Rebound and putback. Meg Honeyman in the right spot, getting the easy stick back. Holton defended well for 35 seconds, but then forgot to box out.
Played great defensively, probably the best defensive possession they've had tonight, and then just didn't finish the job on glass.
The drive by Doney finds tanking. Her shot blocked. It'll stay with the Wildcats. 25-11. Hermish checking back into the Nemaha Central lineup. 2:15 to go here in the first half. Looking backdoor cut. Lassie's covered up. Seganagan has to get it into Doney. Now taking up top. Lily looking for a pass down low. Can't. She'll use the dribble. Flip it to Taylor. Now back between the circles to Doney. Hinking gets it at the high post. Spins. Awkward shot on the right side. What a move! Didn't look real pretty at first, but man, it did when it went through.
It was a nice little step through to a jump hook. She can hit that. That's an impossible shot. Stop, especially at the high school level.
Holds it back within 12 points. Remember, they were down 16 at the beginning of this quarter. Made some hay in this second stanza for sure. Trying to bounce it in to Nordis, defended by Lassie. That's to Holtown. Stahlbomber up top now. Hermish has it. And Honeyman comes to get the basketball. Minute and a half to go here in the second quarter. Hermish fakes right, tries left. Off balance fadeaway. No good as she hits the deck. Lassie with the board. Outlet to Seganhagen. We'll see if Holton can cut the deficit down a little deeper.
Watch now. Holton made him get the shot clock. And there's a nice back cut.
Crawford underneath. Finds tanking left of the lane. Her 12-footer's no good, but Lassie boards it. Up top to Seganhagen. She wants to drive. He'll bounce it to Doney. Holton getting a second chance opportunity here on offense. Down 25-13. Green set by Lassie. Doney trying to throw it to Becca, but it was deflected out to tanking. Dead on the pick and roll. Now taking the pass, tip and intercepted. 12 Holton turnover.
A deflection, boys. Nemaha is extremely active.
Free ball, no good. This one missed by Holton. Holton will have it with 30 seconds to go here until the break.
Nemaha switch went to man-to-man.
Tony in the far corner. Seganhagen almost slipped down. Up to Doney, got the screen, dribbles, passes to Crawford, now tanking on the right wing. 6 on the shot clock, 10 on the game clock, tanking a fadeaway short. Thunder rebounds, they have 6 seconds to go here in the half. Honeyman almost traveled to backcourt. Hermes gets a half court, nope, she passed it. I thought she was going to shoot it. And the first half has expired. Holton wins the second quarter, 11-7. But the Wildcats have dug themselves a deep hole. They were down 14-0 before they scored. 6.5 minutes into this game tonight. Holton trailed 18-2 at the end of one quarter. But here at halftime, it's Nemaha Central 25 and the Wildcats 13. Our halftime show presented by Highland Community College. It's on your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website, alphea.com, to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available. And come grow with Alphea.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Kansaland Radio.
Halftime here in Seneca as Nemaw Central leads Holton 25-13 at the break. Dustin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer, Kurt Kilman, also Tristan Schlatter and Ethan Will on our production team tonight. Well, 14-0 was the score about 6.5 minutes into this game. Holton finally got a bucket by Lily Tanky, but they were down 18-2 at the end of one quarter. As it turns out, Holton had the ball in a couple possessions with a chance to get it closer, even single digits, but they're down a dozen here at the break. Holton wins the second quarter 11-7. Nemaw Central leads it at halftime 25-13. But Holton had 9 of their 12 turnovers in that first quarter, and that's really the main storyline. Holton just turned it over way too many times. Nemaw capitalized with a great start tonight and able to play from in front.
Well, that's the, you know, tail two quarters, and, you know, we've had the luxury and to see Holton play every game this year, and you know that's something we haven't had. Got to talk about was Holton win a quarter. So you know, give Holton the benefit of the doubt and say, hey, we, you know, they improved, they got a little bit better, and you, they got to go in there and they got to say, hey, you know, this is what we did, this is how we did it, this is what we got to continue to do. And if you're Hadley Hills, you do the same thing. You know, hey, we played great the first quarter, the energy level was good, the ball didn't stick. Second quarter, the ball just did not have the snap to it. It did in the first quarter. It wasn't quite as effective. And then they had a few turnovers as well. They didn't cause any turnovers with their defense. And they turned the ball over 4 or 5 times themselves. And all of a sudden, you know, Holton's kind of back in it a little bit and wins the second quarter.
Pretty quick half. I only had 4 total fouls, 3 on Holton on 3 different individuals, and only 1 foul on Nemaw Central that entire first half. So boy, that first half really went by quickly. Nemaw Central hits 3 threes. Holton made just 1. Wildcats did not attempt any free throws, while Nemaw Central went 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Turnovers, we mentioned the 12 total for Holton. Nemaw Central had a total of 6 turnovers in the first half. 4 of the 6 turnovers for Nemaw coming in that second quarter. The first half scoring for Holton led by Lily Tanking. She's got 7. Steph Crawford with 4, and Becca Lassie with 2. And that's continuing to kind of be something that Holton tries to figure out, and not only needing girls that are capable of going and getting 12-15, but Holton knows to be competitive, they need more than 3. They're going to need 6-7 girls at least contributing to the offensive output each night.
Well, you get some, you know, you get 6-7 girls scoring 6 points apiece, and all of a sudden their scoring output doubles on what they've been doing. And you know that. You'd like to think that Lily Tanky's going to be able to score night in, night out. You'd like to think that Becca Lassie's going to score night in, night out, but you got to get some others to pick up some of those garbage points, you know, stick backs, maybe a run out here or there. If they get the foul line, and they got 0 points to the foul line tonight, so far in the first half, just not being aggressive enough to get to the fouls, get to the charity stripe. But, you know, at the same point in time, you know, we talked about there's having a lot of fouls. It's been a very clean game to fish. I mean, it's not like they're all reaching and slapping, because Nemaw just, they just deflect so much. Even if the ball's in your hands, they have that ability to get a hand on it and knock it out of your hands and deflect the passes and et cetera. They did an exceptional job of that first quarter. Maybe not quite as good. Fatigue set in maybe the second quarter and just did not have the success to keep things going. So, It's good high school basketball. I mean, this was a kind of a typical Holton-Nemaw matchup, and both teams are getting after pretty good, and it's just been pretty good watching, pretty good, decent basketball, especially after the first quarter, if you were a Holton fan. But, You know, Nemo's just got to find a way. You can see the youth that he has going with him, and he's got to figure out a way to, you know, get that going in every possession. Because if they get, they got some athletes, they get up and down, and if they can continue defensively to disrupt, good things are going to happen for this group. They're going to continue to improve.
Nemo Central had 5 girls score in the first half, led by Bailey Snyder. She's got 9. Emma Hermish has 6. Meg Honeyman with 4, and a 3-pointer each for Macy Holthouse, and Courtney Stahlbomber hit a 3-pointer as well. It adds up to a 25-13 lead for Nemaw Central over Holton here at halftime. Again, it's Friday. Lots of other area games going on. We started as early as any of them, and so not many other area scoring updates, at least here at halftime so far tonight, but we'll continue to update you throughout the evening, and of course, the scoreboard show with Jake and Boz coming up later tonight. We owe you one more timeout on our halftime show, which is presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Third quarter action is straight ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh yes, Christmas morning, the most wonderful time of the year, and the most likely for someone to trip over a new hoverboard. Good news, the Brian Green Agency can't stop your uncle from plugging too many light strands into one outlet, but they can help make sure your home, auto, and holiday sanity are protected.
This is Brian Green, from slippery driveways to flying fruitcakes. Life happens, but with Brian Green and Allstate on your side, you're always in good hands, even during the festive chaos. The Brian Green Agency wishes you a safe, joyful, and hopefully low deductible Christmas.
GN Bank sends warm wishes to all families and friends during this holiday season. As a strong supporter of all area businesses, we encourage you to shop with our local merchants who offer a variety of products that cater to your personal wishes with many gifts, both practical and unique. It's the season for connecting with loved ones, helping those less fortunate, and supporting our local community. The GN Bank family wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of 2 adorable Christmas bears or one of 2 $50 Chamber Buck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
This is Community Healthcare System, wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to Seneca. Justin Fluke, John Holiday with you. Also, Ethan Will, Tristan Schlatter running our Holton Channel production tonight on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Set to begin the third quarter. Holton will now be going right to left in the Road Blues. Nemaha has the ball to begin this third quarter, and we'll go from left to right as Holton starters are the same. It's Stegenhagen, Crawford, Doney, Lassie, and Tanky. Nemaw Central has Hermish, Mackey, Snyder, Stahlbomber, and Holthouse. We are underway here in the third quarter. 25-13, Nemaw Central never trailed, scored the first 14 of this night. There's a long guard at 2, hit by Emma Hermish, just a couple seconds into the third quarter. Wasn't an easy shot. Put it up with a hand in her face and nailed it.
It was. It ran to a double high post, got the ball, got post screen, and she came off of and buried it. Here comes a deflection and a steal by Nemaw. Off the races they go and turn it back over, and Holton's off the races now.
Holton had 9 turnovers in the first quarter. Here's Tanking. A nice move and transition. Beautiful step and finish. LT's got 9. 28-15, Holton had a couple opportunities to get it back down to single digits in that second quarter, but could not. the baseline drive, cut off, now putting it up from eight. That's an air ball by Courtney Stahlbaumer, and Holton comes away with the board. 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. While Central led 18-2 early tonight. Mackey with good defense against Doney. Works her way into the half court. Now it's knocked out of bounds into the Holton bench. Coach Eleanor was an assistant for a couple years under Kurt Heisler. Heisler led the Holton girls program the last 6 years. Holton 10-11 last year, 9-12 the year prior, 8-13 3 years ago. Holton's last winning season came in 2022. It's a nice lob and a foul. And Holton going to get their first free throws of the game as they're able to push the ball inside. And Steph Crawford's been at the line three times more than any other Holton player here this season. Foul is on Courtney Stahlbaumer, her first. Crawford with 4 points. First of two free throws is in and out, no good. Holton misses their first charity toss of the night. We're coming for the sophomore. JB a little depleted by some sickness and injuries as Crawford missed them both. We saw Schuster in the first half, but she's been kind of banged up. The Alexa Warner girl has been out. The Addison Zeller girl has been out. And Holton didn't have great numbers to begin with, but they are a little bit depleted here in December. Kick out. Open three up top. It's Mackey. In and out. Didn't get the friendly roll here at home. Last the outlets to half court. Crawford 2-on-2 with Tank. Crawford picked up the dribble, and then she traveled with no help around to pass it to. Holton will give it right back to the Thunder.
Quick, Alessia had a nice outlet, and that's one thing to alleviate the pressure if you can get the ball out down the floor and stay wide. Look for some trailers coming down the floor and got in traffic. She shuffles her feet.
Ahead to Hermish. Scored 8. Drives and nope, they're going to wipe it off. I was waiting to see, you know, at the college or pro level, that was probably a basket. But in high school, I guess it's a travel. Turnover number 8 on Emaw Central. She made the shot, but and continuation is something that could be viewed differently by different sets of eyes, right? There's a foul. Crawford at the deck trying to catch a pass underneath the goal. Second foul on Emaw Central is the first personal on Jay Mackey tonight.
Nice backdoor cut. We've seen Holton do that a time or two. Another way to alleviate the pressure that's coming at you.
Official's timeout here. I think Lassie has something in her eye.
Got hit in the face.
Maybe what was in her eye was an elbow. Trying to dig that. Hard to dig an elbow out of your eye, right?
Yes, it is.
Schuster and Lassie going to go out, get the vision back to 20-20. It's over 2 minutes gone by here in the third quarter. Nemaw Central still up 12. Kind of been between a 12 and 14 lead for quite a while since the first quarter, and then Holton got back in it. Holton with the possession here in their half court against tight Nemaw defense, and they force another turnover. Just so aggressive, all the deflections you keep mentioning, even when they don't get steals, they're getting a piece of almost every pass.
They did a pretty good job. They had a ball screen, they jumped it. You know, just cause issues. They're just extremely active, hands and feet. Makes it deadly.
Fish left elbow shot, no good. Loose ball finds Taylor Sagenhagen. He'll stop and now go again across the 10-second line. Sagenhagen has yet to score. Both her and Hannah Watkins kind of three-point threats. Here's another deflection, and Doney's pass stolen away. Holton with 4 turnovers already here in the third quarter. And they didn't get back defensively. The basket good. Foul from behind by Schuster, but count the bucket by Carolyn Nordis, and a free throw pending. Second personal on Schuster.
Boy, you got a post like Nordis can run the floor. Can really do some damage. Team off stayed wide down the floor. Let her establish, got to the basket, and she missed it.
5'10", junior Nordis. He'll get on the free throw, so Nemaw's 2-for-4 at the line. Lead back up to 14 for the Thunder. Under 5 minutes to play here in the quarter. Far corner, Tanking gets it. She'll shoot the 3, and it's nothing but nylon. Tanking's got 12.
Move the defense. Got her coming up. Made it splash. Holt's still the man-to-man. Does a pretty good job keeping him in front of him. Double drive hadn't hurt him there as bad.
Winner missed badly by Hermish, but a rebound that finds Nordis, who sticks it up and in. That's 4 points for Nordis for Nemohoff Central here in the third quarter. 31-18, Baja on top. Breaks the press. Thanking by Schuster. Nice turn. Oh, and a miss. Bunny. He was wide open. Kropp got the rebound and got fouled. Stephanie Crawford will do two, but by Schuster, recipient of a really good pass there, just couldn't quite finish. Crawford back to the line after the second personal foul on Kennedy. Free throw good this time for Steph Crawford. She's 1 for 3 at the line. Crawford has 5 points. Substitutions for both teams. Lassie back in. Her eyes are okay. And Hannah Watkins also in for Holton. Honeyman returns for Nemohoff Central. Also, Liza Leager, another sophomore, checking in for Nemohoff. And the Thunder called for the travel. That's their ninth turnover. So Holton will have the ball down 11 after Crawford hit a couple free throws. Now a timeout by Nemohoff Central. First time tonight that Coach Hilton has taken a T.O. With 4:02 to go, third quarter, we'll step away for half a minute. It's Nemohoff Central girls 31 and Holton 20 here on KMZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Studio engineer Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluch, John Holliday back with you. Stay tuned after our game. We'll pick a Farmer State Bank player to bank on. Presented by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Our KMZA 92.1 player of the game sponsor. Got a couple other scores as Rock Creek girls leading Sabetha 30-9. That was at halftime, but ahead of most teams here this evening. Back underway, Holton with the basketball out of a Thunder timeout. Again, Holton can get it to single digits. Crawford on the baseline is double-teamed, pulls it away, and then is tied up again, and the jump ball going to keep it with the Wildcats here under their own goal.
Well, this Thunder defense, boy, you don't bring the ball down. You better keep the ball up. You better keep the elbows out. Be strong with it because they're going to get a deflection.
Found the tanking who lost the ball. Caught it in some spot with a lot of traffic around her. Holton under their own basket with a turnover there. They're 17th of the night. Comes key into the half court. Now a deflection by Lassie. Good defense. Becca's defense has been good. Has a couple blocks, a couple deflections and steal, but now Holton turns it right back over at half court.
Here comes the Wolf. Came right up behind her, got a deflection, got the steal.
Thunder leading 31-20. Over 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. They led 14-0 right out of the gate. He fakes the three and gives it back to Honeyman. Meg gives it to McKee, who fakes left, dribbles right, and passes it off this time to Holthouse. Drive, it's Leager, kicks it in the corner, a three by Holthouse off the mark. Chases in, gets her own rebound, and follows it up and through. Great job following the shot there. Holthouse gets an easy deuce after missing the triple. 5 points for Macy here tonight. 33-20, the Thunder lead. Holton does break the press. Down to the baseline again. Crawford fouled. And step 2 for 4, heading to the stripe here after being fouled by Carolyn Nordis.
Well, as fast as that first half went, this is going to be a little slower. All fouls and timeouts, etc.
Crawford 6 points. second behind Tanking's 12. And now she's got 7. So Tanking and Crawford have combined for all but 2 Holton points. Again, they've just had 3 players score in this game. 2 for Becca Lassie, but the rest have all been Tank and Crawford. Second free throw good, so Steph's in 4 in a row. She's got 8 tonight. That is a season high for Steph Crawford. Far corner 3 for Nemaw Central. Missed badly, an air ball, but an offensive board by Honeyman after the miss by Holthouse. Coach Hilton would like to get back to that first quarter where they had more ball movement, patient possessions, more touches. Here they drive inside and able to finish as Emma Hermes in double digits with 10.
She has that uncanny ability. You don't see a lot of girls that have it. Ability to go left, right, and there she gets the deflection, and here comes the steal.
Holton now with 20 turnovers in this game and an open shot. Oh, it fell off, but fouled was Meg Honeyman. And she'll go to the charity stripe. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Maha up 13, looking to add to it after the first personal foul on Hannah Watkins. Holton's second team foul of this quarter. Nemaw 4 fouls here in the third frame. And free throw no good. He's 2 for 3 at the line. Doni coming in for Holton and replacing Watkins. Nobody with more than foul. Schuster has 2 for Holton. McKee has 2 for Nemaha. Both free throws missed by Honeyman. And Lassie rebounds it for the Cat. Thank you. Threw it away. Hermes intercepts the pass, and that is 8 Holton turnovers in the third quarter. They had 9 in the first quarter, but 8 already here in the third is probably fortunate to only be down 13.
Exactly, and then Nemaw turns around and throws it right back to him. And, you know, gets a zone press or a zone defense. The ball's got to reverse sides of the floor. The ball gets the ball to the middle floor and then attack it. And when they did that a couple times, here it comes. We've got the ball swung from one side to the other and then thrown out of bounds. So got to look inside, make defense play you. That's going to open up things on the perimeter.
Minute 40 to go here in the third. 2 turnovers now for the Wildcats. Boys game coming up. Holton boys, like the girls, are 0-3 looking for a win. Nemaw Central boys 2-1. They've actually got a couple practices in this week, which I know John Thomas appreciates after their undefeated state championship football run. Mackey into the lane, missed it. Lassie with the board.
Boy, Becca's board was big that time. She went up with both hands and tripped it down.
Having no trouble getting 10-plus rebounds a game, but she's not been able to score much. Here they find her left of the lane, and she missed it. And it's out of bounds off of Nemaha Central. Lassie's still trying to get that scoring going. And, you know, to her defense, when she catches, I mean, teams are defending her. I mean, they're focused on her. She's kind of the one-post player Holton has. And I don't remember too many times that Lassie has got it anywhere close to the paint or basket and not had at least 2, if not 3, girls right around her.
I like that one. She had an opportunity. She could work on her footwork. And Holton hits it off the backboard, turns it over. She faces up and then crosses over. That's going to move the defense, and that's going to give her a chance to, A, go to the foul line, and, B, get a little more room to get her shot off.
35-22. Nemaha, a 10-9 advantage here in the third quarter, led by 12 at halftime and now 13 in a nice find underneath. Lassie gets a block to recover. Now Nemaw gets the basketball, and a foul will be called against Holton. Almost to say the officials have really lit a play. I mean, they haven't called anything too ticky-tack here tonight, but now they call the foul that'll put Hermes to the line after her offensive board. Foul number 3 on Olivia Doni. Hermes no good, and Nemaw Central all of a sudden is 0-for-4 at the free throw line here in the second half. Can't add to that lead. Missing the free throws. Watkins then replacing Doni for Holton. Back in for Nemaha is Ella Herter. 59 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Hermes hit that one. She's got 11. 1-for-3 at the line. 1-2-2 press by Nemaha. Holton has struggled, and man, Sagan-Hagan throws that one to nobody, throwing it off the backside of the backboard when Holton had it underneath their own basket a moment ago. That is 11 third quarter turnovers by Holton.
Those are unforced turnovers you can't afford to have against a team like Nemo Central, so active defensively.
But Jalinor takes a timeout. Holton, more turnovers than they've had all year. Down 14 as we head to a timeout. It's the Thunder 36 and the Wildcats 22 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Dustin Fluke, John Holliday back with you. Our studio engineer tonight is Kurt Kilman, Ethan Will, and Tristan Schlatter on our Holton Channel production crew. Nemo Central with the basketball after a Holton turnover and a Holton timeout. Thunder up 14. They get it in on their offensive side of the floor. Right side of your radio dial, right in front of 16th-year head coach Haddon Hilchin. Almo, they get it to Hermish. Patient possession, and they'll take that shot every time. Hermish with 13, seven of those coming here in the third quarter. Lead up to 16. Nemo led by as many as 18 in this game. They were up 18-2 at the end of one quarter. Holt trying to get it from Crawford to Lassie underneath, and it's going to go out with 21 seconds left here in the quarter, and Holton will keep the ball. Turned it over two or three times underneath their own basket, so needs some better execution of an inbound play here. Becky back in is Nordis for Nemo Central.
Start but not hitting the backboard.
They throw it away again. Jade Mackey gets the steal this time. Now a kick by Holton. Well, 15 seconds left to try to add to this 16-point lead here at the end of the third period. Holton stays man-to-man on the inbound. Holton trying to get matched up. They left the girl wide open for the three and knocking it down. Good shot by Bailey Snyder. She's got 12 points. Holton in backcourt, 1 second left. That's it. Problem for Holton that time was they didn't have Lassie on the tall girl inside. They had her defending Snyder. So they told Lassie to go defend the tall girl inside. That left Snyder wide open for the three-pointer in the third quarter.
Yeah, especially in a dead ball situation. You got to get matched up. You can't wait. It's got to be done immediately. You got time to communicate. You need to do that. Not only give them the open buckets.
Ends up being a 16-9 third quarter advantage for Nemo Central, and now their biggest lead of the game. Thunder up 41-22 as we head to the fourth next. First, a one-minute timeout here on 92.1 FM, KMZA Seneca.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Seneca, start of the fourth quarter. Nemo Central's lead has ballooned up to 19, their largest of the night. They have the basketball here. Working it against the Holton man-to-man. It's underway in the fourth. Pete Mackey holds it up top, sends it left side to McKee. Bounces it down low on the block. Here's a turnaround jumper over Lassie that's missed. That is Kinsey Monier, a sophomore, that's in there for the first time tonight. Played a lot of sophomores tonight. Here's Tanking Garden, a little bit short on her shot. And the Thunder will run the other way. Holton had 12 turnovers in that third quarter. They've turned it over 25 times now tonight. And here's another three. Nemaha heating up. It's McKee from behind the arc.
Got to get a hand in shooter's face.
Four doubled up, and Holt just turns it over again. 44-22. Checking in for Holton is Olivia Doney and Abigail Schuster. Winning Stegenhagen and Crawford. Tanking stays out there as well, but while Central has now made 5 3-point baskets here tonight. Then they go underneath. Turnaround shot. Doney might have got a piece of that one off the Snyder miss, and now a jump ball. And Holton will have the possession here with 6:34 remaining. Forget a Farmer State Bank player to bank on selected at the end of the broadcast here tonight. Here to profit taking a night off. So Justin Luke John Holiday filling in on 92.1 and on the Holton channel here this evening. Holton has got to take care of it. Too many possessions they've given away. Pass to Doney and a 10-second count. Holton couldn't get it across quick enough.
There, you can just see the official's eyes. He was trying not to call it, and he looked up, and he saw 24 on the clock, so had to blow the whistle.
Tell some of the Holton girls getting frustrated as well. Moss pressured a mere majority of the night, forcing a lot of these turnovers. Here's a little jumper that's up and in. Good footwork by Bailey Snyder on the right side of the paint. She's now got a game-high 14 points, does Snyder. This is a pretty good run right now for Nemaha Central as Schuster is fouled and going to go to the line for the Cats. Nemaha Central has scored 5 unanswered to begin the fourth quarter, but going back into the third, they've scored 8 consecutive points. Free throw for Abby Schuster tonight. No good. Still only 3 girls have scored for Holton. Becca Lassie has 2. But Steph Crawford, 8. Lily Tanking, 12. That's been pretty much 95% of the offense tonight.
Well, you know, we had a quick conversation off the air, and she misses the second one. That, you know, we didn't feel like Nemaha was playing good. Holton, you know, score-wise, and, you know, for the half, the second, third quarter, they played Nemaha pretty well even. But all of a sudden, here goes Nemaha on a run. That's what good teams are going to start doing to you.
Well, Central scored 67 against Royal Valley to begin the year. That was a little bit of a shocker-type score because we knew Nemaha really only having the Hermish grow back. I mean, young and experienced. And here they get an open baseline jumper. Good. 6-foot shot. That is Ella Herter with her first 2 points of the game. They beat Royal Valley 67-14. And we knew that Royal Valley had 2 girls back, the Kiwi Miller girl, Pano Wawasik. Hold the Panthers to 14. We thought, hey, Nemaha's going to be really, really good. Now they've played really good teams and lost a couple double-digit games to Centralia and Hanover as Coach Hilton going even deeper down the bench and bringing a new cast of characters to the floor with the lead here up to 26.
Timeout, Nemaha.
I think it was just a sub. We're going to keep it here, mainly Coach Hilton trying to get the lineup reset. Nemaha Central 24-0 in 2020. They didn't get to finish the state tournament that COVID year. Went 21-2 in 2021. They were on quite the run there. They had won 7 Big 7 league titles in a row. 17 wins in 22. Went 20 wins, 3 losses in 23. 18-3 a couple years ago. So last year going 15-7. That was actually the worst season at 15-7, despite going 8-2 in the Big East, first year in the Big East. 15-7 was the worst season Coach Hilton had had in almost a decade.
Well, they've had a phenomenal run of female athletes in this school for quite some time. And, you know, it goes back, Coach Tennell was the Nemaha girls coach when I first started. And went through him and Turp and Corey Bass. Three balls.
Watkins. She's been quiet tonight. She needs to get her feet set and find the open look. That time she did. Hannah Watkins with the triple. Bolton has made three threes in the game. So baseline on the left side this time. The jumper good by Kennedy McKee. Got eight.
Good basketball by the Thunder. Showed pressure by Holton, and then there's another steal, and here comes Dave Hall. Two on one. One on none. Turns it over. Oh, no.
He able to save it in just barely. There's up top Hermish. Three ball, no good. Long rebound, and the Thunder chased it down. Second egg, and it got popped in the face, and we're going to get a foul against Steph Crawford. And nobody in any foul trouble here tonight at all. The score is doubled up right now. 50-25 is Thanking and Lassie come back in for the catch. Schuster and Watkins go out. Foul just the first on Stephanie Crawford. First on Holton here in the fourth quarter now, which is 4:25 to go. Foss Central scored the first 14, led 18-2. Found the play. The shot by Honeyman missed a little bit short underneath the bucket. Brent Stoney and the Cats in the blue clad moving right to left. Hank off balance, awkward shot there that does not drop. She's hit a couple tough shots tonight, but that one not close. Coach Spears saying, attack, take it a little closer to the basket, try to get something a little bit better.
Make a pass to make pass.
Three ball Hermish, same spot. She missed it her last trip. She makes it this time. Emma Hermish has 16 points tonight. Takes over game-high honors in the lead up to 28. Here's a poke away and a steal. Good defense. Able to steal up from Doney was Jordan Haverkamp. And now Holton gets it back. We've got a whistle on the timeout by Coach Leslie Spear with 3:33 to go. Let's take it, Kurt. 30-second break here on the Holton Channel at 92.1. 3:33 left to go. Our score is Nemaw Central 53, Holton 25.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
Joseph Luke John Holiday back with you Friday night. Our scoreboard show later this evening here on Kansaland Radio. Nemaw Central looking to even the record at 2-2 on the girls' side here tonight. A loss would drop Holton to 0-4. Holton will host Prairie LeCompton next Tuesday. Nemaw Central at Valley Heights. Man, for Nemaw Central, I mean, if you're going to play Twin Valley League teams, you know it's probably not going to be too easy because the Twin Valley League's so good. But they played Centralia and Hanover, and then they're going to play Valley Heights. Those are all teams that were at state a year ago, all the best of the best in the TVL that Nemaw Central's playing with their extra scheduled games this year. Holton's played some other 3A and 4A like Abilene and Burlington, and Holton a five-second count. So they couldn't get it inbounded and have court after the timeout. And I've got 29 turnovers now for Holton.
Well, you're going to have a bunch of turnovers against Nemaw Central just because of the way they play defense. Worst ones are these unforced ones that Holton has had all night long.
Bucket would force a running clock for the final 3 minutes of the game. The step back two by McKee, left it short. Crawford couldn't quite reel in the rebound. Courtney Stahlbaumer winds up with the basketball. Al McKee get it inside. This is Stahlbaumer on the right wing into a double team. Losing the basketball is Holthouse. Thunder got 20 seconds still on the shot clock. A lot of movement, though. Now a tip and a steal by Crawford. Great play by Steph. 12 turnovers on Nemaw Central. And, oh, coast to coast. nobody within 5 feet of her, and Crawford is super upset as she missed a wide open layup.
Well, those don't happen very often for Holt. Boy, you sure hate to miss those layups. But she had to steal to put herself in that position. So.
Right. It takes away the good that she did. You're so upset with yourself, you can see the draft. There's a foul here going against Holton's Hannah Watkins. Fouls even at two here in the fourth quarter with 2:34 to go. It's 53-25. Well, Central only led by 12 at halftime, and I say only after they led 18-2 at the end of one. You know, Holton had quite a few possessions in the second, even a couple early in that third quarter to get it down to single digits. I mean, this wasn't a blowout until the last few minutes of the third quarter, and now extending it here in the fourth. Big early deficit as Holt took 6.5 minutes before they got their first point of the game tonight. Down 14-0 at that time. They've not got it back to single digits. The Wildcats will have the ball here after a missed Nemaw Central shot. Doni tanking Watkins, Lassie, and Crawford. How many shots has Lassie got inside tonight?
Maybe three, maybe.
Yeah. Got to change, right? Three by Hannah Watkins. She splashes the net for the second time here in the fourth quarter. That's, you know, kind of like Sagenhagen and Watkins. Holton has some girls that can shoot from the perimeter, but they need to be able to be open and get set, and they can knock them down.
That was another, that was an inside out. Came on a ball reversal and turnover.
Turnovers now for Holton. Three in the corner, airballed. Holton couldn't grab the backside rebound, so Nemaha will reset it here. We're under 90 seconds to go. Shot off the back lip, no good. Nemaha keeps it. Another offensive rebound for the Thunder. A right side drive, and a shot no, but a foul, and heading to the line for Nemaha's Jordan Haverkamp, the senior. So just Haverkamp and Jade Mackey, the only two seniors on this Nemaha Central squad. Haverkamp doesn't play a whole lot. So that's what's scary is that Nemaha Central,
they're young.
Could be a lot better than
they're young.
Too,
they're young. They're going to have some good things happen to them. Fun group to watch. I mean, Nemaha, the Thunder are active defensively. They get up and down the floor. But, I mean, they don't haven't shot it great tonight. They've had put themselves a lot of shot making opportunities, just didn't drop for them. They're not scared to shoot the three ball. And the nice thing about offensive rebounds, great things happen for them, and they get another extra possessions.
Haverkamp's second free throw is good. Jordan has her first point of the game. So Nemaha Central now has 8 different players that have scored tonight. Emma Hermish with 16, Bailey Snyder with 14, Kennedy McKee has 8, the Holt House 5, Meg Honeyman 4, Caroline Nordis 4, 2 for Ella Herder, 1 for Jordan Haverkamp on the free throw just made. Is that a turnover?
Another turnover.
Under a minute we go, 54-28. Both teams have cleared their bench. We have a lot of subs out there for both squads. There's a shot partially blocked. Can end up with the basketball. Still loose. Finally, Schuster goes to get it. Lily Stout. Bumped and fouled. 13 fouls, so no free throws. Here with 33 seconds remaining. Kinsley Ingles. I've been playing a little more varsity. She just checked in for the first time tonight, her and Staus.
You know, this is how you get better. Step up, play, turnover. Some don't realize just how strong you have to be at the basketball until you play against a team like Nemaha Thunder and what they're able to do.
Nemaha drives and misses. Now a kick out. Here's an open three. That missed badly by Monier. Now another try that bounces in. That is Harper Strothman. Harper Strothman with 2 points. And that'll do it. 28-point win for Nemoth Central. They never got it to 30 and forced the running clock, but they do even the record at 2-2 as Nemoth Central wins it 56-28, dropping the Wildcats to 0-4 on the season. Post game, our player to bank on. It's all coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Final score in our girls' game, Nemoth Central 56, Holston 28. Nemoth Central scored the first 14 tonight. They were up 18-2 at the end of one quarter. Only led by 12, 25-13 at halftime. They extended it to a 19-point advantage going into the fourth quarter, and then pull away with a 15-6 fourth. In fact, in the second half, Nemoth Central outscores Holston 31-15 in the second half, and they win it tonight by 28. Under 2-2, Holston drops to 0-4, and big number for Holston is turnovers, 32. Tough to win a game, 32 turnovers, and just starting slow and putting themselves really behind the eight ball. I think caused some frustration and stress a little bit early on tonight, and Cats played better in the second quarter, but could never fully recover.
Well, when you get that far to climb up, it just takes so much energy. You know, you were watching the college basketball, Iowa State last night. Iowa State dug themselves a hole, and, you know, their coach talked about challenging them, and they got playing better and finally found a way to claw out the win. And it takes so much energy. It's much easier if you can play straight across the whole way through, but you know, this Nemoth team's got a lot of good tools, a lot of good weapons, a lot of good things going to happen to them if they continue to get better. Like their youth is pretty astounding how well they play. It's with what they, you know more than they have played. But you know, you talked about it. They've played Twin Valley League opponents. That's, you play quality opponents night in, night out, you're going to get better or you're going to go home pretty quickly. So you know, it was one of those things you talked about. Off the air, we talked about it was, you know, Holton played even basketball, second quarter, third quarter, But that first half, first quarter, and the fourth quarter, just too much Nemhoff Central, too much deflections, too much defense, and Holmes couldn't get any shots off. And Beckelash, he never got very many touches. That's a cause that Holmes could have to get going. It'll be fun to watch this Nemhoff team, though, as they get older.
You bet. Final scoring for Holton tonight. You mentioned Becca Lassie, just 2 points. Hannah Watkins hit a couple threes in the fourth quarter. She finished with 6. Stephanie Crawford had 8, and Lily Tanking led Holton with 12. Wildcats were just 4 of 8 at the foul line. They did make 4 threes, but they had 32 turnovers. Holton will be home against Perry LeCompton on Tuesday night, and it should be a game that they would compete in. You would like to think, hopefully, find some positives and build a little confidence before then going to Rossville to close out the Christmas break. Pretty Maw Central, Emma Hermish, 16. Bailey Snyder, 14. They both played really well, and Kennedy McKee finished with 8. Macy Holthouse had 5. Meg Haverkamp scored 4. Caroline Nordis had 4 points as well tonight. 2 in the ball game for Harper Strothman, 2 for Ella Herder, and 1 for Jordan Haverkamp. Nemaw goes 4 of 10 at the foul line, so the Thunder struggled a little bit at the stripe. They made 6 threes, but they only had 12 turnovers, so 20 fewer turnovers for Nemaw Central girls here tonight as they beat Holton 56-28. We're going to step away for a bit. We'll get you caught up to date with local news and weather as we send it back to our captain, Kurt Kilman, at the studios. Again, we're live with video tonight as well on the Holton channel at msdsports.net. Boys game coming up next between Nemaha Central and Holton. That's about, well, less than 10 minutes away right here on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.